The government says the Minister of Health and Child Care is coordinating with the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education to facilitate a safe resumption of lessons. It says contingency measures include inspections to check preparedness, adequate wash, water sanitation and hygiene, access and training and PPE gear for staff. Government officials have talked about introducing a blend of face-to-face classroom learning, remote learning at home and in communities, and alternative learning platforms such as e-learning, radio and television. Critics point out that the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education stopped face-to-face lectures at tertiary institutions when several were hit by COVID-19 infections last week. Official figures put the number of COVID cases at 17,499 as of July the 8th. Observers say thousands more are likely infected and unable to take the expensive tests, let alone visit medical facilities. A batch of 2 million doses of vaccine arrived today, and the government says more is on the way, but that time is needed to reach the goal of herd immunity. Teacher unions and parents have reacted to government plans to reopen schools with alarm. The 35,000-member Agricultural Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUS, cites industrial grievances and inadequate, and in some cases, non-existent preparations. Obed Masaraure from the Agricultural Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe speaks.
They are not ready to go back to work until the salary crisis is resolved. They are further scared that going back to work obviously will put them in harm's way with regard to contracting COVID-19, since our schools are not safe and they are not ready to adhere to standard operating procedures. We have conducted a survey recently asking our members whether they are ready or not to go back to work. Over 95% of these teachers are not ready to go back to work. Government itself is not consulting anyone. They are going ahead unilaterally declaring that they want to open schools. They've never consulted us. They are seized with this command culture, the command attitude.
Masaraori says that teachers have expressed a desire to continue to mobilize for a series of job actions to have their issues attended to. Parents, on another hand, say they feel the government is not reliable. Pamituso has two kids in primary school in Blawayo.
Let's look at the face-to-face. They say they are going to put sanitizers in schools. There were no sanitizers. They say they are going to vaccinate staff, teachers. They were not vaccinated. So I don't think they have the capacity to put those things in place before they open. Where my kids learn? As parents, we had to foot our own resources to buy sanitizers and some. There was nothing, completely nothing, except for the equipment which we mobilized these parents. It's better that they shall stay at home.
Meanwhile, Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe issued a test statement saying the government plans are not pragmatic given the reality on the ground. Takawa Firajo speaks.
The government has no capacity to test all the pupils and all the teachers as well as ancillary staff. We have about 136,000 teachers, almost 6 million pupils, and also about 50,000 ancillary staff. So to allow such conglomeration of people in schools without testing is suicidal and genocidal. And apart from that, we are aware that government operation standards have not been followed. Pupils are actually young, and a lot of them mingle during break time. So if we are really giving restrictions for adults, we cannot be there for reckless to open schools for minors who cannot fully comprehend the effects of COVID.
The government, through the Minister of Information, Broadcasting and Publicity, has said its plans are in order. Critics say, however, that's evidence of a deaf ear to reason and facts. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Blawayo.